Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. This is such an exciting and happy Saturday. Did you see the weather, though? Little cloudy, little cool. Fall is here.
That's right. That's right. So now you can put your top down on the car, Angela. It's not too hot.
I know. I just got to make sure it's clean. There's no, like, paper going to fly out. But yes, you're correct.
You know, the people in the north, when I used to live in Cincinnati, so few convertibles were there. And when it was summer, people used to put down the top because they couldn't do it so many times of the year. And here in Florida, a lot of people that have convertibles don't put them down in the summer because it is so hot.
Yes.
So we just cherish the times like now where we can put the top down and enjoy it so much. We passed several convertibles this morning, and none of them had their top down, including us. So
I was afraid you were going to fly out.
What, you think I'm like a feather?
Light as a feather.
I don't know. But it's going to be a beautiful day. We're going to go to one of our tenant properties that you inherited from your parents today and find a new tenant for that property, a great one that we learned something about that's really good that I want to share with everybody. And that is that tenants, you usually have to paint when they leave. And one of the things that you have to do a lot is replace the carpeting. We don't have to do that anymore. And why is that?
Because
we put tile down. So our advice to everyone is put tile down. You'll never have to replace the flooring again. But make sure you don't put a big space between the tile or use dark grout. Because otherwise, it'll look dirty if you put white grout down.
You like dark grout?
Darker grout, not white, can be gray. But if you put, not black grout or anything, but if you put white grout, it can get dirty. And you'll have to spend a lot of money cleaning the white grout.
Or you could seal it.
Well, you could seal it. That's right.
If you seal it, it doesn't have that problem.
Yeah.
I have some shout-outs today.
You do?
I do.
Well, tell everybody who your shout-outs are for.
So, I'd like to give a shout-out to Kelly and Michael, who were just first-time home sellers, and they are headed out of town and so excited, and we had such a great sale on their home. They had, like, three sets of multiple offers for different reasons. But anyway, it was fun, it was exciting, and they are on to their next chapter. And I want to give a shout-out to Gene and to Jim. They are selling their home tomorrow, and they are so delighted. And we had such a nice experience on their home. And Howard, when we did the open house on their home, the people who came in ended up being the buyers. And we talk about that all the time, about how important it is to have open houses. And we're not their realtor, mm-hmm. but they were able to come and see the home at their convenience. And then they met with their realtor and wrote up the offer. So, again, it's a great service that we provide for homeowners is to host open houses because it does help sell your home. And also, I want to give a shout out to Pat and to George, who we sold them a house back in January, and I hadn't heard from them, and she called yesterday, and she's like, happy Friday.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you've been listening to the show. You're taking my line. She was like, oh, yeah, we still listen. So it was exciting. It's so nice to talk to her.
Well, you will appreciate this one because you know how I talk about what special days it is today. Well, three of these days actually apply to your daughter. And she's been listening to the show lately, so I want to give a special shout-out to Mackenzie and have her listen because three of these apply to her. So the first one is Digital Scrapbooking Day because she sometimes makes scrapbooks or cards, and gets things from scrapbooks, from magazines. Well, you can't do that as much nowadays because a lot of magazines have folded, but you can get things off of the internet. So they made a day called Digital Scrapbooking Day. So your daughter use those. It's also related to that is World Card Making Day. And I believe she makes her own cards. And the third thing related to Mackenzie is National Boyfriend Day. And
is that
of course,
today?
She has a boyfriend.
He's adorable, and we love him.
So, Mackenzie, all three of these are related to you and to your boyfriend. So, happy of these 3 days to you. It's also Global Smoothie Day. So, if you like smoothies, go and get one. Also, National or International Frugal Fun Day. So go do something that's fun.
That could be Mackenzie too.
But
they're
that,
all for Mackenzie
but
today.
But doesn't cost you a lot. Now, one that absolutely does not belong to Mackenzie, and one that I totally disagree with that there should be a day of appreciation for, is Mean Girls Day.
Oh no, that's not her at all.
Yeah, no, not her. Not
she's
her.
A sweetie.
And one that the people in the North should appreciate a lot is Look at the Leaves Day, because leaves turn color in the fall. Excuse me, and people go look at the leaves because they are very, very beautiful at certain times of the
that.
Year.
I want to go look at the leaves.
Yeah, it's also National Butterfly and Hummingbird Day and Family TV Show Day.
What's that mean?
It means sit down with your family and watch TV.
As if we need an excuse to do that. I don't think so.
Now
I thought you meant they were like family shows.
Now,
as opposed to, let's just say, sports or something.
I got two more. It's Techies Day. So if you have a techie in your family, appreciate them. And one more.
That's Mackenzie also.
How about
my little computer geek.
One more that I want to do. It is, where did it go? I lost it. Anyway.
How about so it's National Howard Day?
No, it's not National Howard Day.
I can make that up. I can declare it. It could be just as... just like you're saying
things. I found it. Many of you are going to look at me or hear me strangely today because of coronavirus. It's a virus appreciation day.
What?
Well, now think about this. Some viruses are good.
When?
It's
where?
Just most of them are bad. So there is a virus.
What's a good virus?
Well, I don't know the name of them.
Love bug. You two got it.
Oh, there you go.
love
bug virus. Yes.
Anyway,
we are plagued with it.
The appreciation days that we have today. For the rest of the show, we're going to be talking about real estate. We have some entertaining things today, like weird rules that homeowners association and condo association have.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
In fact, we're going to invite our listeners to call in if they think that some of the homeowners association rules that they have or have ever heard are weird or strange. We know, of course, that most of those rules are there for the benefit of everyone, but sometimes perhaps they go a little bit too far.
Yeah, I think.
Well, I have a list of them that have been accumulated from around the country. And you guys are just going to get a real kick out of them. We also have the high and low sales from the previous month. And you will get perhaps a kick out of some of them. But we've been told by many of our listeners that they really enjoy hearing about that. And the most expensive one, it is really expensive, really big. And it happens to be Angela's favorite home when she's been walking on the beach.
In Ponte Vedra.
Now gone. She can't get it. Not that she ever could unless she's a lottery winner. You're going to hear about that when we get back. Angela, perhaps you could have gotten the low sale of the month. Stay with us, everyone. We'll answer your questions. 222-8255. We will be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do. Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
All right. We're going to start out by talking about what happened this past week. So, Angela, go for it.
All right, Howard. This past week, for homes and condominiums, 866 offers got accepted. Now, that's about the same as it was last week. And 582 new homes came on the market. That was an increase of 8%. 221 of the 582, that's 38%, Howard. They're already under contract. So 38% of what came out this week is already.
Oh, my.
This is a hot, hot, hot market. That's for sure. And 66 of them went under contract on the very first day. That's what, like 11 or 12%. And 799 of you actually closed on a home for yourself. And we say,
congratulations.
Yes. Of course, that number was higher than normal, but it was the end of the month.
That's right. Those numbers are always higher. Now, one of the fun features here on the show are the high and low sales for the month. And we broke another record. 48 homes and condos sold for over $1 million.
That's incredible. I think our highest number has been 45 in one month.
I think so, yeah. Of the single family ones, four of them were on the ocean, three on the river, 14 were on a waterway, and 19 of them sold for cash. Can you imagine writing a check for $1 million?
Or $7 million.
Of course, I could write a check for $1 million.
It would bounce.
It would bounce. That's right. But I can write one.
You're funny.
The most expensive one was in Ponte Vedra Beach.
Of course.
$7,600,000.
That's my favorite house. Ever. I mean, I've never been inside of it. Don't get me wrong. But just walking down the beach, every time I walk down the beach, I say, if I ever win the lotto, buying that house.
Yes. It reminds me of a home that you'd see in Martha's Vineyard.
Yes. It's amazing.
Had a slate roof, 11,000 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 6.5 bath, paid cash. Now, it was on the market for a long time, 952 days. That's over 2.5 years.
Well, the price tag?
Yeah. Well, it started out at $13,800,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sold it for what?
For $7,600,000.
Yeah. And that's why it's on the market that long.
Yeah.
That's not everybody's cup of tea.
Well,
let me
tell you some more about it because you didn't get to see the inside. It had 4 staircases.
Wow.
2 of them were curved. It had big statues on the inside, and a lot of the home had gold leaf, had a full butler's, not a pantry, a full butler's kitchen. That's right.
Well, that's what we expect at that price range.
Yeah, it had a brick wine cellar that held, I think it was 3,200 bottles. It had a muraled ceiling in a couple of the rooms. Now, in the master bedroom, there were not one, but 2 king-sized beds.
Wow.
Yeah, don't go anywhere with that one. It had a his bathroom and a her bathroom. Now, her bathroom had 2 rooms, one for, like, you know, shower, a bathtub, and a toilet, and the other one was just for, you know, brushing your teeth and putting on makeup and such. It had a pool, it had 3 balconies, it had a covered patio with murals painted on the walls. It had what they refer to as a secret garden, had a gazebo, a domed center hallway with paintings on it, you know, like Michelangelo type thing. There were lots of the home that was painted and gilded. The home, of course, was gated, had a slate roof, 4-car garage. Now, most of us have a garage that's around, if it's a 2-car garage, that's around 400 to 500 square feet. Each of the cars had almost 400 square feet. So the total garage space was almost 1,600 square feet.
Wow.
Yes. Had an elevator, had a gym. The kitchen countertops. Now, when you get granite, the granite is what? 3/4 of an inch thick, maybe an inch?
Maybe an inch.
The granite here was 2.5 inches thick of Egyptian marble.
Wow.
The flooring in a lot of the house was slab granite.
Ooh, I bet that was gorgeous.
I mean, just, you know, 8 foot long by 5 foot long slab granite. The dog had its own room. It was a washroom for the dog, but it was big. I also had a workshop. How about that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's all I have to say about it. It was just...
It's like the neatest, nicest, most wonderful house.
Yes. Now, if you didn't have that much money and you wanted something different, here's something that you don't find on the low-priced one. The lowest price one was $11,000, and it sold in one day. It was a fixer-upper. The ceiling was falling in, and the floor, it was built up. So, but you could see the ground in the bathroom. So it had no floor in the bathroom. the taxes were still due. It actually sold, Mackenzie will love hearing this, your daughter will, that it sold at a tax deed sale in 2008 for $7,000. And it was listed at $9,500, so it sold for over list price. It sold for $11,000, but the listing agent got $1,000, the selling agent got $1,000, so this guy who bought it for $7,000 ended up with $9,000.
Okay.
So he still had to pay taxes on it for 2 years that he owned it. So he made...
$5?
He made just a little bit of money on it after holding it for 2 years. Plus, presumably, he had to pay insurance on it. But there wasn't much to insure. All right, as for condos, we broke another record. This is the first time that there were four condos that sold for $1 million or more. The most expensive one sold for a very unusual price. It sold for $1,504,208.50.
What?
Yeah.
That's a crazy price.
That's a crazy price. It was a penthouse in Epping Forest. 3,701 square feet, four bedroom, four bath. Listen to the condo fees at this, though. Two different condo fees. One is monthly, $1,778, plus a yearly fee of $3,100 just to live in the condo. Had river views, had a balcony, and the former owner paid $950,000 back in 2014. It was on the market for only 15 days, and it was a full-price offer, and they paid cash.
That's
how about
wonderful.
That? Yeah, they don't come up very often because there aren't very many of them in Epping Forest. And
they're really nice, though.
They're really nice, and certainly penthouses don't come up very often.
Correct, anywhere.
Yes.
Yeah, nobody wants to give up their penthouse.
The lowest price condo was another unusual price, $59,999. It was 1,400 square feet, a two-bedroom, two-bath in Arlington called The Oaks. It was move-in ready on the day, on the market for only 16 days, totally renovated. Also, a tax deed sale that was purchased in July of 2018. Why somebody let this go to a tax sale, I don't know. The sale went for, well, it was in need of repair. That's why it went. Went for $11,500. The person that got it fixed it up and sold it for just a tad under $60,000. How about that?
That sounds great.
So some tax deed sales go for okay, but you really have to know what you're doing because there could be other liens on the property.
Right.
Angela, what did the interest rates do this week? Did they go way, way up? They couldn't have gone much lower.
No, they did not go way, way up. The 30-year rate, it fell 0.02 of a point to 2.88%. This is the 10th consecutive week that the conventional 30-year rate has been below 3%. It's kind of crazy, really. The 15-year rate fell 0.04 of a percent to 2.36%. Now, the VA and the FHA 30-year rate is 2.38%. Did you hear that, Howard? 2.38%.
That's
so you only have
amazing.
To put 3.5% down, and you can get a 30-year loan for 2.38%. Or if you're in the Navy, like so many of our wonderful people are, or you're a veteran and you qualify for a VA loan, no money down. And the interest rate's 2.38% for 30 years. And you can go all the way up to $1 million.
Oh, my
goodness. Crazy.
Yes. So, and many of you know somebody, or maybe you know yourself, of course, that you don't have 3.5% down. Maybe you qualify for bond money, which is available in Duval County, Clay County, Nassau County, and St. John's County. You can get up to a $7,500 additional free loan. And what I mean by free is you don't have to pay it back until you then sell the home, which could be 10 years later, 20 years later. There's no interest on it, and you make no payments on it. For those of you that are listening from any place else, you can go to downpaymentresource.com, and it'll give you any state and county in America to see whether or not something else is available. So there's all sorts of money available for first-time home buyers, and first-time doesn't mean you ever had to have owned a home. It could mean you haven't had one in 3 years, 5 years. It depends on the state, depends on the county. Hey, We'll be here to answer any of your questions at 222-8255. Got some interesting stuff when we get back.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is receiving medical treatment for COVID-19 at the country's premier military medical hospital. As a precautionary measure, he and the First Lady announcing yesterday they'd both come down with COVID-19 and have entered a period of quarantine. The president will be able to do much of his work from the hospitals in the presidential suite. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow has spoken with reporters about the president's condition. He says he's praying for the first family. Also yesterday, the markets reacted negatively to the news about the president's diagnosis, with the Dow down 134 points and the NASDAQ off 251. Now we're learning that two Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee have come down with COVID-19 as well. That's casting a question mark over the upcoming Supreme Court hearings. More on these stories at srnnews.com.
Only 2 days left to register to vote for this election. Stop the radicals, save America, and vote. Visit NorthFloridaVotes.com. Register to vote before it's too late.
Paid for by Team North Florida, 3545 St. John's Bluff Road South, Suite 263, Jacksonville, Florida, 32224.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance My Pillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use promo code WBOB, or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
First Coast Friends of the NRA holds a special fundraising banquet Saturday, October 17th at the Ramallah American Club on Parental Home Road. Support the Second Amendment and enjoy an evening of food, fun, fellowship, and firearms. Plenty of great items to win, including a Henry 4570 rifle with an NRA seal. Reserve a single ticket or a whole table. For information and to reserve your seat, visit fcfnra.org. Come support the First Coast Friends of the NRA, October 17th, online at fcfnra.org.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, they're the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today, 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1946.
Only 2 days left to register to vote for this election. Stop the radicals, save America, and vote. Visit NorthFloridaVotes.com. Register to vote before it's too late.
Paid for by Team North Florida, 3545 St. John's Bluff Road South, Suite 263, Jacksonville, Florida, 32224.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Mostly cloudy today, high 78, a 50% chance of rain tonight, cloudy, low 67, 80% chance of showers Sunday up to about 75, and a slight chance of rain Sunday night through about Friday. It was partly cloudy nights and lows of 70, partly sunny days up to about 85.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
All right.
I love hearing Christine Kennedy's name. We just talked about how low the interest rates are. I'm telling you, whether you want to buy a home or refinance, you should call Christine Kennedy and let her help you. She's one of the most seasoned loan officers I know. She's incredibly organized, and I just love everything about her. She's so compassionate. And it is truly her mission to help people get into homes and to stay into homes. So you got to call Christine at 904-514-6969. She is fantastic to work with.
You know, we get so many good amount of feedback from her, from the customers that we refer. How just, you know, she keeps people informed. She does exactly what she says she's going to do and just explains everything along the way.
Well, what's so nice is all the systems that she has to keep everything organized. And she has like a milestone sheet. And so she sends that out in the beginning. Here's what to expect. And then she lets you know when every milestone's been done. And not just the buyer, but the realtors too. So everybody in the process is well informed. And I think that's superior customer service. What a great experience for the buyers.
And we try to do the same thing. We try to keep our buyers and sellers informed all the time.
We do, but not all people do that.
Yes.
Whether it's the agents or the mortgage people, they don't all do that. But it is a fantastic business model. It really helps people stay informed.
Yeah. Hey, sometimes we get calls from our listeners off the air, and we got one a few weeks ago asking about tenant improvements made to the property. So are they allowed? And then who owns them when the tenancy is over? You know, it's assumed that there should be no damage, of course, to the property and that it should be returned to the owner in the same condition that it was at the time of the original rental, less, of course, any normal wear and tear. Like carpet has normal wear and tear, and you can't charge the tenant for, you know, people walk down hallways and carpeting kind of wears out. You can't charge the tenant if there's just that type of normal wear. But what about improvements? Well, the law, and we're not attorneys. We don't play them on the radio, but the law in the Florida
statutes,
thank you, is silent as to both what the landlord and tenant must do. But so what you have to do is go to the rental agreement. Now, most of the ones that we have seen indicate that the tenant can make improvements only if he gets it in writing from the landlord and only at the expense of the tenant. So he can make improvements, but get it in writing.
It protects both parties that way if it's
right.
In writing.
And further, that the improvements become the property of the landlord. That's what most of them say. So if you want to put up a wall, for example, between the living room and the dining room, well, that, you know, for the benefit of yourself, your enjoyment while you're living there, meaning the tenant, then you can put it up. You got to get permission, but it stays there after you leave.
I think a better example is like if you put a fence up, right? Let's say you have a dog and the landlord allows you, but then you ask, can I put in a fence? The landlord says yes. Well, you're not going to take the fence with you when you go. The fence is now installed on the property.
Yeah.
So it benefits the tenant, which is why the tenant paid for it. But it also improves the property, which is a benefit to the owner. So for returning the property into its original condition, this could mean returning, like, let's say if someone painted a wall and they had permission to do that, right? So like maybe it's a child's room and they put, you know, a unicorn on it or something. They have to paint that back before they leave, usually. For improvements to the property, such as adding the privacy fence or adding an interior wall between the living room and dining room or adding bushes, they just become property of the landlord.
Yeah,
so I think
like
we've recapped that already.
Well, good. All right. We want to talk about HOA or condo associations. Usually they're good for the community, but sometimes they overdo it and sometimes they become ridiculous. After we get through with our list, these are real examples. We want you to call in and see what ones you have come up with, maybe in your community or you've heard about them. So
to talk to me, you have to call 222-TALK, which is 8255.
Yeah.
So that's the number so you can call in and tell us about your HOA crazy requirements.
Yes. So I'm going to do two or three, and then Angela will do two or three. So somebody wanted to put plants out in front. Well, no, you got to get permission from the condo association to put plants out. Next one, that we all know that some communities, you can only do a yard sale. There's a community yard sale a couple of times a year. Well, the association says that if you are running the yard sale, there's a dress code. And all of the owners that do it must wear khakis and a certain color of polo shirts.
That's crazy.
And Alan is shaking his head. He doesn't believe
who,
it.
Who can tell you what to wear at your own garage sale?
I think the reason for that is so that all the people that come in know
who is in charge.
Who is in charge. I don't know.
Shouldn't be a hard and fast HOA rule.
Well, it is. Another interesting one is that at some community pools, they provide the towels.
Yep.
No sharing of the towels.
Why would you want to?
I don't know.
I don't want to use someone
else's
towel.
You have to use. And if you do, there's a $25 fine.
So another rule was no trash cans out before midnight or you get a $25 fine. Actually, the county already has rules. Most of them want it out like no earlier than 5 p.m. the night before trash pickup. That's really extreme. One neighborhood had a $10 fee for overnight guests plus a $5 fee for the parking spot with a 2-night maximum. One neighborhood had no blue trampoline covers.
I guess
does that mean you could have
away.
Green?
I don't know.
Is it, why would it be so specific? No blue.
Let me do the next one because it's kind of odd the way they wrote it. So you can have a doorbell, of course, and you should, but you can only decorate them in a certain way because some people put fancy doorbell surrounds. Like you couldn't put a big square thing around the doorbell and no brass doorbells and no novelty doorbell frames.
That's
you
ridiculous.
Know how sometimes you see a big star around a doorbell?
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Yeah.
How about the next one? You must close your garage door after it's open for 5 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. That is so restrictive.
Yeah.
It takes me longer than that to get my groceries out of the car.
I don't know. Got some more?
Yeah. So one of the HOAs wants you to use only the dark-colored mulch. Another HOA said identical mailboxes have to happen.
Well, we already have that one.
And no street parking.
No street parking.
And
go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Max pet weight, 15 pounds. No big dogs, essentially. And some of them say cat people only, no dogs. And some of them, of course, say no pets.
I think you reported on that cat people only before.
I
remember you talking about that. There was one down in South Florida.
A couple more. No bikes on the balcony. We only have 2 minutes left, so I'm going to go fast. The cars must park front way in on the driveway, so no backing in. And here's a great one. I love this. Christmas lights must be a specific color, but not only that, the color depends on the house number. So I guess that means even numbers get one color and odd numbers get another. You must have a fire extinguisher. It must be in the kitchen and it must be mounted on the side of the kitchen cabinet. No washer or dryer in the unit. It must be in the community laundry room. You must have a white front screen door, but you can't have any on the back door. And if you have windows facing the front of the house or can be seen from the street, the Venetian blinds must be white. I love this next one. Everyone must mow their lawn on the same day of the week. The dog leash can only be a certain length. No pickups in the driveway. No hummingbird feeders. And last but not least, if you have a basketball hoop, it can't be connected to the garage unless the garage is not attached to the home. If you have some of your own, give us a call at 222-8255 and we will be right back.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or required 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday. I don't think anybody called in to talk about their crazy HOA things.
Well, maybe most of the HOAs are not too bad here. We do know of a story in, should we tell the HOA? Well, somebody had a couple of dead fronds on their palm tree, and the HOA sent a letter to the homeowner and said, hey, you have to cut those fronds off, and if you don't within a certain period of time, you will get fined.
$100 a day.
Yeah.
And they were out of town. They didn't get it. They got fined.
How about that?
That's pretty rigid. Anyway, moving on.
I want to talk about another famous house for sale, because a couple of weeks ago, we talked about
the Budweiser house. Is that what you meant?
Well, we talked about the Golden Girls. Mm. Remember the TV show from the 80s, Golden Girls? That house was on the market and sold for over list price. This next one is not a comedy, but we need a bit of silence first.
Why?
Well, not regular silence. It's Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Well, the house of the character Buffalo Bill. And if you saw the movie, you'll remember who Buffalo Bill was. He was the character or the person that they were trying to get information from Anthony Hopkins, his character, about who the other killer was. Because Anthony Hopkins supposedly knew the name of the other person that was killing people. And he lived in that house. The house has at least... the current house, the real house, has at least one person a week now stopping by to take a selfie, either in front of the house near Pittsburgh or even knocks on the door and asks to come inside.
No way.
Absolutely.
That takes a lot of nerve, doesn't it?
Yeah. The seller thinks that it could be a good themed B&B.
That makes sense. I agree
yes.
with that.
Now, interestingly, the seller was actually in the film. He is an FBI agent who actually played an FBI agent in the movie who gave Clarice, was the name of the female lead, her FBI credentials in the movie. Now, all kidding aside, the house would be a nice place for someone who wants to be in a peaceful rural setting near Pittsburgh. And it's reasonably priced at $298.5.
Oh, God.
And if you saw the movie.
So creepy,
if you
Howard.
Saw the movie, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Alan knows, right?
I did not see the movie because I am so Pollyanna. I only watch Hallmark, and I know that movie was very, very scary. But I'm sure lots of people saw it.
It was very, very scary.
Yeah.
And the...
You don't need to explain your reference. Everybody knows. I didn't even see it, and I know.
You know. Okay.
Very scary.
Well, I gave my little
very
hint.
Very scary.
The house has a basement. So that's all I'm going to say. I want to talk about whole house generators. Many of us own a generator that we keep in the garage. Of course, we never use it in the garage because the exhaust would be harmful, and it's very, very loud. Now, we need it. If we need it, we plug it in with a couple of extension cords so that the refrigerator works and maybe the TV and a couple of lights. But not much more. Now, you may have a desire for one of those whole house generators, and they run off of either natural gas, which you may have going to your home, or propane. And if you use propane, you usually have either a big tank outside or one buried out somewhere outside, and that can last for a week or more, depending on how much you use it. Now, this story, what I'm telling you about, is just a notification that you will need that you will need both an electrician who must pull a permit, but there's something else that you need. You need to notify JEA or your electrical provider, and with JEA, you need to fill out a form. The form needs the contractor's name as well as other information about the generator that you are using before you get an okay from the utility. JEA says it will take about a week for approval. So don't get your contractor to start doing the installation before you get approval from JEA. The form is called a standby generator request form. Now, it's not just JEA. It's just about all of the utilities that provide electricity because they want to know the attachment things that go into the house. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Make sure it's being done properly.
I was not aware of this until I read the story this week. JEA has the information and didn't know it would take so long. There's even a little thing that you need to post on your the outside of your house where box is, the dial that reads how much electricity you've used to indicate that there's a generator.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Hey, you want to talk about mini splits? Not mini skirts, mini splits. Okay. Do you have a room that's always hot in the summer? You know, it could be a bedroom because you like to sleep really cool. Or perhaps the sunroom gets too hot when the sun comes in and therefore just too hot to use. Perhaps your mother-in-law lives with you and she wants one temperature in the room she stays in and you want another temperature in your bedroom and then another one in the sunroom and another perhaps in your office. And adjusting the air vents just don't cut it. Well, maybe you need what's called a mini split air conditioner heating system. At maybe just what you need. It's one main unit outside and up to four units in each bedroom. And they each have four individual thermostats, each with its own remote control. Now, it's not the type of unit like you stick in a window, but it's a very, very quiet unit that's mounted on an upper wall. But the unit that provides the cooling is outside, just like a regular central air conditioner. And the system actually is easier to install than a regular central air conditioner, and it even costs less than a typical air conditioning system. The SEER rating, just like regular air conditioners have, goes up to even 20, just like the regular air conditioners do. It's called a mini split. Just look up mini split on the web. There are several manufacturers. We see them in some houses. They're made by Mitsubishi, Frigidaire, and Mr. Cool. Those are the three big manufacturers. They are great for adding value to your home, especially when you take a glassed lanai and you make it heated or cooled, because an appraiser will add much more value to a home when those are heated or cooled.
That's right.
So those are called mini splits. So if you have a room that needs to be cooled, you can do it.
Especially hear from so many people who say they really want their bedroom cold at night while they're sleeping.
Do you know anybody like that, Angela?
Me.
Yes.
Yes.
I have to put on extra covers because of what you do.
It's a lot of middle-aged women who need it cold.
Are you middle-aged?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you told me you're 30.
I think I said 40.
Oh, 40?
Yeah.
You just jumped 10 years? You did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, we still have that lot to sell, which is such a great deal for someone who wants to build a house. You know, you normally go into a neighborhood, and the lots may be $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, and they start out at 50 feet wide, 60 feet wide, and the really expensive ones, they're 70 feet wide. How about, and they're, if you're lucky, they're a quarter of an acre. If you're lucky, a lot of them are, you know, 0.2 acre or 0.15, or there's zero lot line. We've got a lot for sale that's a third of an acre. It's already cleared. It's already fenced. It's ready to build. And it doesn't need a well. It doesn't need septic. You can connect right to JEA. It's on the corner of McCoy's Creek and Fitzgerald. It's on the northwest side of town, and it's only $25,000. What do you think, Angela? I build a house the way we like it?
No, I have a house the way I like it.
Well, that's true. We got the pool already there.
Yeah.
So there is room for a pool at this particular house.
Absolutely.
This particular lot as well.
It's a large lot.
Yes.
It is waiting for a new homeowner to come and love it.
By the way, the Van Weezer here, I think they're going to go with a thumbs up this week.
Yes.
A big thumbs up. That's right. Adam stuck his thumb right up in the air. He is ready to come on the air and tell you what's going on here in Northeast Florida. Hey, when you need to buy or sell, Angela and I are here to tell you what's going on, and we'll be here to help you as well. You do need a professional on your side, whether you're buying or selling. Angela's number, 465-3845. 465-3845. You can call me at 687-8161. That's 687-8161. God bless everyone. We're going to be back with you next week live as usual. Have a great week. Have a healthy week, and God bless.